You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A new report has been released detailing widespread migrant worker exploitation in New Zealand. This comes as our first convicted human trafficker was yesterday sentenced to 9 years in prison. I spoke to Stand Against Slavery CEO Peter Mahaida about the report and how widespread human trafficking is in New Zealand. I began by asking him what the process the researchers went through when conducting the report.
Okay, so the Auckland University went through their whole ethics program to do evidence-based research through self-selected interviews. So what that means is that they can't approach anybody to do an interview. People have to come to the researchers. So as a member of the coalition, and we would invite people who knew people who might have been able to do the research to go through it, or through the Citizens Advice Bureau, or through anybody in the community. And we got a number of them through social media who had been exploited, and then they come through to the researchers. So that's the process to get into the interview. And then they're what they call semi-structured interviews, and those interviews then they tell their story, basically, and the researchers obviously ask some further questions of clarification, and then they tabulate those qualitative interviews into the results that you see in the report.
Right, and what has this report revealed? What conditions are these people experiencing?
Right, so the people are feeling... The simple end of the spectrum is things like no pay, no holiday pay, through to degrading behaviour by employers, restricting movement, being abusive, and everything in between. So, yeah, it's been pretty significant in the severe exploitation space.
Yeah, and it does largely deal with labour exploitation. What industries in New Zealand does this affect most?
Well, the research got participants from the construction, building construction, particularly Filipino, from the dairy industry, from the horticultural industry, from the hospitality industry, from the international education, and there were some who experienced through labour issues around the sex trade as well.
Right, and is this always connected to human trafficking? I know we've just had New Zealand's first human trafficking conviction. What were the details surrounding that case?
So the center things that happened this morning was specifically around human trafficking of 15 Fijian nationals into New Zealand. Where that matches up with exploitation, if you think of drawing a line on a piece of paper, and on the left hand end of the line you have no exploitation, and then on the other end of the line you have human trafficking / slavery, severe exploitation is up in the last quarter of that sort of spectrum, you might say. So it bumps up to and is very close to slavery and human trafficking. And so when I talk about what's happening in New Zealand, there is exploitation, slavery and human trafficking. And today's sentencing just made it very clear that human trafficking does happen here in New Zealand.
Absolutely. And what, with seeing the results of this report, what's the next step from here?
So the Research Coalition, so there's four organisations, as the coalition formed 11 recommendations. Now, 10 out of the 11 are aimed directly at the New Zealand government to do some work around that. The big one is needing a human trafficking office specialised in a response to slave and human trafficking in New Zealand, and of course worker exploitation. And then there are another number of other, like we need more research, we need more funding, and all those sorts of things, education. But that's the main one really that we're pushing. And I think it's an opportunity not just for government to do something about it, but also for civil society. So it's important that business get involved, the NGO community, in terms of helping with that research, education, law reform, and so on.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.